We are 1 hour behind schedule, and it's due to circumstances beyond our immediate control. As one of the debaters for the first hour today, unfortunately, is under the weather, and we had to improvise. Welcome to the quarterfinals of Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate competition. I'm Femi Obong Daniels. We are streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. You do well to connect to the live streams.
I am Yvonne Okhaifo Lagos. You already know our judges, but here's a quick update. Judge Ufuoma Egbamuno is now on board full time. That means he's no longer on standby. He joins Dr. Chike Ngbeadiche, who is the head of the Department of Communications at Media and Cultural Studies, Pan Atlantic University, Lagos, Nigeria. Dr. Ngbeadiche is also the chief judge for the tournament. Judge Ishama Againe is the head of legal and administration for AIM Group, AIM Houses, Cool FM, Nigeria Info, Wazobia FM, and Arewa Radio. And Judge Amabasi Ekove is the program officer at Budget Nigeria.
So it means for the quarterfinals and beyond, or until circumstances change, four judges for I Beg to Differ.
That's right.
Yeah. Special thanks to our partners, Obi Wheezy, Booker Hart, and Stover Industries. Obi Wheezy is your go-to guy for gadgets. Booker Hart is offering outdoor catering services this festive season. And I hear you'll get a great deal on your outdoor catering if you tell them you are from Nigeria Info. That is the password, Nigeria Info. Stover Industries, makers of Swiss air freshener and body care products, they're giving the participants gift packs containing their products.
Right. Now, for sponsorships and partnerships, please call 070-3498-4352. That's 070-3498-4352. You can also send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm.
Our contestants have got names that are tongue-twisting for me. But I'm a professional, so I'm going to do my job. The way Yvonne does it, she's just fluid with these names. And I take the easy part by calling them by their first names and their short names, like Mega and David. So these are the guys, Ogene Mega Magrimore and Minani. In my head, I know it. I want to
okay,
do it.
I'm going to help you out.
No, let me do it.
Okay.
It's Mina Nengiofori David. I think that's the closest I will come to it.
Not bad at all.
Yes. Mm. Beautiful name with beautiful meaning, Mina Nengiofori. David, they'll debate the topic. The FG, the federal government, should go ahead with the 40% deduction from the internally generated revenue of universities. The FG should go ahead with the 40% deduction from the internally generated revenue of universities. Should they? All right, guys. Let's meet the guys full time. Let's say welcome to Ogene Mega Magrimore. He's 14 years of age. He's an SS2 student of Christ the King International Schools. Hello, Ogene Mega. How are you today?
Fine, sir.
It's good to have you, huh?
Thank you.
Welcome to the debate. Are you primed to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, his opponent, David Minanengiofori, is 15, an SS3 student of Newhall International School. Hello, David. How are you today?
I'm fine, sir.
You're ready for this one, huh?
Yes.
You guys, I'm not convinced. Are you ready for this? You really want to do this?
Yes, I do.
You want to do this, Mega?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let's see.
Well, in the playoffs, Lagos, Ogene Mega Magrimore debated that Nigerian lawmakers deserve bulletproof cars. In the round of 16, he debated that private universities shouldn't have access to the Tertiary Education Trust Fund. On the other hand, Mina Nengiofori David debated the topic, agriculture, a more viable economic option than oil for Nigeria, during the playoffs. And in the round of 16, David argued that the recall process for lawmakers should be reviewed.
Remember, Mega. Remember, David. The judges will award points based on the number, quality, and originality of every unique point you make. The judges will also judge your style based on the clarity of thought and eloquence of your presentation. You could be tied after this debate. If you are tied, you will engage in a tiebreaker round. For that tiebreaker round, you'll have to switch sides on the topic. You will have 5 minutes to argue the position previously argued by your opponent, but that will be it.
You will each get 3 rounds of the debate. You already know that you've come this far. You know you will get the presentation, you get the rebuttal, and you'll get the closing rounds. As you know, I always have 2 tiny folded pieces of paper in my palm, which will determine how you debate. Remember, you were told to prepare for both sides of the topic. I am now shaking these little things, and you will pick the side you'll debate.
As a reminder, we are streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Special thanks to our team, all the guys, Tunde, Ken, Olamide, Ayo, and of course, News Corps. Amazing people in that newsroom, including, of course, Ufoma Egbamono, the news manager of all our stations, and even Yvonne Ohaifo. All right, guys, do we have positions?
What size did you pick? I'll start with you, Mega.
Support.
You are supporting the motion that the federal government should go ahead with a 40% deduction from the internally generated revenue of universities. So that leaves Minan Engelfuri David with...
opposing.
With the opposition. Fantastic. Lagos, should we give them... I see them still scribbling on their notes. Should we give them a short break?
Yeah, but how short is the short?
A very short one.
Okay, so let's imagine maybe we hear the promo to the quarterfinals one more time.
That's right, Lagos. When we return, it will be time to present their arguments.
Alrighty.
We are now in the quarterfinals of Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate competition. Lagos, Nigeria. Meet your quarterfinalists. Akinlosayo Charles faces Emmanuel Bethel.
When you have a plan to remove something that has been in existence, come with at least all these social safety measures.
While Ogunemega Magrimore faces Minan Engelfuri David.
The issue of corruption affects almost every part of Nigeria, and in the span of 90 days, INEC and these lawmakers...
Kaba Theophilus will lock horns with Claire Micker.
Rather than enslaving and coercing individuals, black tax actually promotes a sense of community support.
And Mary Uke Ashia will meet Naomi Richard.
The government that we voted into office, they do not take our interests by heart. Instead, they go there to sweep policies to suit their desires.
It's a battle of wits and rhetoric. Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate season 6. 32 debaters, now 8. One winner, 1 million naira. I am Yvonne Ohaifo. Join Femi Obong Daniels and me as we continue this journey together. Supported by Obiwizi, Booker Hut, and Stover Industries. For sponsorship, please call 070-3498-4352 or send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm.
Welcome back to the debate proper. Yvonne, we are ready to go.
That's right. Ready indeed. We will start with the motion supporter. He is Ogunemega Magrimore, 14 years old, a student of Christ the King International Schools, Gbagada. He is supporting the motion that the federal government should go ahead with a 40% deduction from the internally generated revenue of universities. Mega, your 3 minutes start now.
According to Nnamdi Azikiwe, he stated that education has the power to transform lives and society, and this shouldn't only be pinpointed on one thing. They should also use finances to help the government so they can transform the society and help various lives. But before I continue with my debate, I'd like to give the proper courtesy. Good day, moderators, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debaters, and of course, my lovely audience. My name is Makrimo Ogunemega. I'm here to support the notion that says the federal government should be allowed to deduct 40% from the internally generated revenue of universities. Now, why should they do this? First of all, the government will be able to afford their debts and also help to improve various infrastructures in the society. There, it's not only schools that need help here. Things like health facilities, roads, and the rest also need this kind of help. So the government should only be pressured to provide for this. The university could also assist, so the government will be able to help these things. And it also leads me to my next point, that will improve safety. If the government has enough finances to help the country, therefore they can also improve the safety of the country by imputing certain facilities that will help the country and improve their safety. Then again, universities should also be challenged to think outside of the box. Since 40% will be deducted, they will also start thinking of various routes, various ways you'll be able to get their income. And this will also help the universities, since they'll have various routes to pick from. Then the university should not only lead from the government, but also provide. As well, as some of us may all know, federal universities take, like, the government has to help them and support them. So they shouldn't only be taking from this, but they should also be giving back to the country. And this will help the society. And it also leads to our next point, that it will increase public opinion on the universities, which means it will also publicize universities, because the people will start to see that the universities are also supporting them. So this will publicize them, and people will even want to start attending that university because it will have created a good name for itself. Then also, it will also help to expand the income stream and the income streams of the university, since they will have to find various routes to get income, like I stated before. Then this will help them to expand, which I see as an advantage for the universities and not a disadvantage. So with these points of my hope, I've been able to bring you to my side on this debate. Thank you.
Okay. We will now go straight to the motion opposer. Minanengyo Fori David, he is 15 years old, a student of New Hall International School. Minanengyo Fori David is opposing the motion that the federal government should go ahead with a 40% deduction from the internally generated revenue of universities. David, your 3 minutes start now.
A study conducted on 12 participants in Zimbabwe, two of which were financial directors and 10 were senior members of staffs of universities, were interviewed. This showed that current legislation, political environment, reduction in government support and diminishing grants were all barriers facing the education sector in Zimbabwe. So why should the government deduct almost half of their earnings? Good evening, moderators, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, my ever-listening audience. Minanengyo Fori David is my name, a student of New Hall International School, and I'm here to firmly disagree about the motion which states the federal government should deduct 40% from the internally generated revenue of universities. Let's bring it back home. According to Punch News, Nigeria's budget for the education sector has averaged around 8.3% of the total budget. The government has underfunded these universities over the years, so the universities use this internally generated revenue to make up for the inadequate funding by the government. Additionally, the government will be shooting itself in the foot. ASUU's major demand before going on an 8-month long strike was proper funding. The government doesn't fund these universities properly, so if 40% is deducted from their internally generated revenues, I am certain another strike will take place, creating a larger gap in the education of our future leaders. Moving on, some universities argue that a deduction of a significant amount of the internally generated revenue would prevent them from the autonomy of carrying out financial decisions. Also, not all fingers are equal. Universities in Abuja might generate more revenue than universities in other places. Financially stable universities might be able to cope with daylight robbery, but other universities might need to shut down, leaving thousands of citizens without a higher education. Also, a deduction of 40% of the internally generated revenue would lead to an increase in school fees. And most people won't be able to cope with this increase, so they will need to drop out, leading to an increase in the dependency ratio. According to Florence Obi, the Vice Chancellor of the University of Calabar, she said that Nigerian universities levy different charges on students just to bridge the gap in the government fundings. The government is starting to view this institution as revenue-generating agencies. Instead of expecting these universities, the government to try to improve these institutions. A deduction would also stifle their operations and prevent them from carrying out important initiatives and building infrastructure that carries the institution's profile relative to those in other countries. Furthermore, a deduction will lead to a mismanagement of funds. Therefore, local operation increases transparency and accountability. Our economy is in a very tight situation. Our economy is crumbling. This isn't the right time for this implementation. And even Tahir Maman, the Minister of Education, agrees with me. According to Comrade Anzaku Shedrack, the directive by the minister is dangerous, counterproductive, and hence unacceptable. And I couldn't agree more. Thank you.
All right, so opening rounds done and dusted for Mega and David. We'll now go to the rebuttal round.
That's right. We will start with the motion opposer.
I just want to ask you guys, gentlemen. So, David, you go now. Are you good to go immediately? You need a breather. Okay, the guys need a breather, and I think we can afford them a short breather.
That's right.
It's also an opportunity to say thank you very much to our partners and supporters.
Our partners, Obi Wheezy, Booker Hut, and Stover Industries. They are making sure that these kids go home with goodies. Obiweezy is your go-to guy for gadgets. Booker Hart, well, is offering outdoor catering services. And if you use the code Nigeria Info, you'll get a good deal. While Stova Industries, the makers of Swiss air fresheners and other products, are also giving these brilliant kids, you know, products to go home with.
Brilliant. Let's hear from Booker Hart.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is the festive season. And the one brand that is looking to help you celebrate in the most efficient and enjoyable way possible is Booker Hot. Yes, get ready for an unforgettable celebration this festive season, because Booker Hot is firing up the excitement with the sizzling outdoor catering services it has on offer this season. Booker Hot brings you a buffet extravaganza, an outdoor bar serving up refreshing vibes, as in drinks, ladies and gentlemen. A suya and grill stand firing up all the flavors, and a mala spot for that authentic Niger experience. Emergency bookings for those who have spontaneous moments where they need food, for bulk orders for your hungry squad, and so on and so forth. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Booker Hot is not just catering. They are creating moments that will last. Yes, for you and for everyone that you love. And the best part about it is that it is all at your fingertips. Simply pick up your phone and dial 0700-055-0055 or slide into Booker Hot's WhatsApp with the number 0812-882-6279. Let Booker Hot make your celebration an unforgettable experience. Thank me when you find out it is for real.
All right. Message delivered. Welcome back to the debate as we go straight to the rebuttal round.
That's right. We will start with the motion opposed. I'm in an angle for David. Your 3 minutes start now.
In an angle for David is still my name, and I'm here to counter some of the points made by my opponents. In your opening statement, you said that education has the power to transform lives. And yes, education has the power to transform lives. I agree with you. So why should the government exploit these universities collecting 40% from their revenue, which they struggle to make? If education has the power to transform lives, the government should be putting more funds into these universities to produce prepared graduates. Also, you said it improves infrastructure and the governments need help. The government doesn't need help. These are universities need help. We have a substandard system of education. So why is the government collecting from these universities instead of giving them? These universities are the ones that need infrastructures more than the government. You also say that the government doesn't have enough finances. If the government doesn't have enough finances, what do you expect the universities to do about it? The universities are underfunded by the government, and the government still comes to them to take 40% of their internally generated revenue. It's almost half. So what are they going to use to develop their universities? You also said that it would lead these universities to think outside the box. These universities aren't revenue generating agencies. Therefore, education and education alone, they should focus on producing full-baked graduates instead of thinking of ways to generate revenue just to give back to the government who isn't funding them properly. You also say that they leech from the government and try to collect funds from the government. The government is not funding these universities at all. So there's basically nothing to get from the government. And this is why the government has turned to these universities to get funds. He also said it expands their income stream. It is not expanding the university's income stream. It is exploiting these universities of their funds. They go through a lot of stress, putting blood, sweat, and tears to generate this revenue. Yet, and the government comes out of the blue to collect 40% of their revenue. This isn't right. Thank you.
Okay. We'll now go straight.
You know. I mean, there was that little bit of James Bondy kind of thing. I guess an appreciation. All right. So let's go to the other opponent.
That's right. Mega, your 3 minutes start now.
Hang on. We'll rework the clock.
All right. Okay, all is set. Your 3 minutes start now.
I'd like to counter some of the points my opponents made. First of all, he stated that the government are underfunding these universities. Why are they underfunding them? Is it not due to the lack of money needed for this? So, and it is also known that the federal universities only use around 10% of their IGR. So what's the remaining percent being used for? So why can't they just give out of it to the government so it can help the government to improve other other sectors of the country that is actually in trouble? And you also stated that the government doesn't need help, that they are good. Well, the government actually needs help, because if you look around, you see various roads that I need, just take a little walk. So how could you say that the government don't need help, that everything is fine, when you can clearly see the status of this country? It's not only the universities that need help. Like I stated before, other infrastructures like health. Now, you can't have the citizen of your country dying and you say that the government cannot exploit these universities. It is exploiting when citizens are actually in trouble. So the government needs to find various means to get the money so they can help them. And then you also said that it will increase school fees and hence parents will be able to afford it. Well, the thing is, if governments fix other things that increases costs in this country, then it will actually balance out the effect. And at one point, even the universities will even start reducing the price, because some of the things that increase these school fees is expenses of food, expenses of catering. And if the government could help this, could change these things in the country, then it will also reduce the school fees. So I see no reason why this change will actually have a very great effect on the country. You also stated that it will increase accountability. Well, there are some universities that actually generate their money through wrong means. And if the government deducts 40% out of their IGR, then they also have to check through the file. So it will actually increase accountability, because as they are checking through, they'll be able to see the ways that this money was actually gotten. So with these points of my hope, I've been able to bring you to myself this debate. Thank you.
We have heard the presentation, the rebuttal rounds, Lagos. You've just heard Ogene Mega Magrimo, 14 years old, a student of Christ the King International School, refute the points made by his opponent, Minanengi Ofori David, 15 years old, a student of New Hall International School.
And now we'll take a quick break to hear from one of our partners.
That's right.
When we come back, it will be time for the closing arguments. Stay with us.
Lagos, I know I'm not the only one who gets worried or bothered about getting quality pre-owned gadgets or accessories, especially when I'm trying not to break the bank in getting a brand new one, if you know what I mean. And if you have that same concern, then you'll be interested in the gist I'm about to give you, okay? And this one is coming from Obiwizi, Nigeria's e-commerce platform for pre-owned gadgets. Lagos, with Obiwizi, it's quality guaranteed. And the part that calms me is that it comes with a warranty. Yes, Lagos, they are Nigeria's home for gadgets with warranty, where you can purchase all your favorite gadgets and quality accessories, both brand new and pre-owned. So you see, you have nothing to worry about. Obiwizi has got your back. And guess what? You can also trade in your older devices to newer models in a simple and convenient way. So if or whenever you decide to sell off your device to meet that important cash obligation, then Obiwizi is definitely your guide. And you don't have to worry about delivery, because Obiwizi delivers nationwide with offline and pickup stores in Ikeja, Lekki, Abuja, and Benin. So don't waste time. Call Obiwizi today on 0813-943-5241. 0813-943-5241. Or you can visit their website at www.obiwizi.com. That is obiwizy.com. Or you can send them an email at info@obiwizi.com. That is info@obiwizi.com. You can also reach out to them on social media. Yes, they are there. On X, you can find them at Obiwizi, that's Obiwizy in small letters, but they're temporarily not available on Instagram due to the activities of scammers and impersonators. So please, Lagos, watch out for any fake page. Remember, Lagos, if you need to purchase your favorite gadgets or accessories, whether brand new or pre-owned, Obiwizi is your guy.
The talk doesn't stop. Join the conversation on the air and online. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Let's talk.
Welcome back. We go into the closing rounds between these two fine young men. Ogene Mega Magrimo, SS2 student, 14 years of age, of Christ the King International Schools.
And Minanenge Ofori David, 15 years, SS3 student of Newhall International School.
It is time to now their arguments, and we will start with the motion supporter, Ogunemega Magrimore. Your 3 minutes start now. But before you do that, remember that Lagos, we are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, so join the live streams. And also, the kids are debating the topic that the federal government should go ahead with the 40% deduction from the internally generated revenue of universities. Mega is the motion supporter and David is the motion opposer. Before we went on a break, you heard the presentation and rebuttal rounds. We will now hear the closing arguments.
Remember, these two are fighting for the first spot in the semifinals. Only four will make it there.
That's right.
We'll say bye-bye to one of Mega or David. So it's not to be taken lightly. Our judges are paying rapt attention. And for the first time in this debate this season, we are going by the decision of all four judges.
That's right. Mega, it is now time to close your argument, and your 3 minutes start now.
I had to consolidate and finish what I started. First of all, my opponent stated that they are not financial institutions. Well, the thing is, he stated that they should focus on creating graduates. Well, how many years does it take to actually make a graduate? What would the country be doing during that time? Would they continue to suffer? Would these other institutions continue to suffer while the government is working hard to just manage it? While the universities will be taking, 4 years or more to just create a graduate, which at the end of the day will also have to go through more process before they can actually even create output in the country? No, and as I stated before, federal universities only give around 10% of their IGR. So what's the rest being used for? Can they use it at the now to help the country now for the betterment of the country? This won't really hinder the university itself, and it will definitely help the country for a better tomorrow. So why not go ahead? Why not continue it? And the IGR is only being kept by the universities. So honestly, why can't they give some out to the country when the country really needs it? It's stated that the country is fine on its own, that the government isn't suffering. Well, honestly, the government is in trouble, and the universities, and not only universities but even other infrastructures, need to find a way to help them, because at the end of the day, we are all citizens of the country and we all need to put in our best and efforts to help this country. Then it also stated that the government is not funding the university properly. Well, the thing is, public universities only use 10% of their IGR, so that means the rest they use to support their university is given by the government. So how could you say the government are not funding these universities? Because if they actually can only use 10% of their IGR, that means the rest is being given by the government for them to even continue standing till now. So I say the government is funding them, and not only them, but multiple public universities. So even if they fall short a little, at the end of the day, they will still support them and they will still continue going. So the government is doing its best, and that is one of the reasons why they need help, they need support. And as the universities go, I hope they find a way to do so. And I also stated that the government will be able to afford their debts and also improve the safety. Well, honestly, this I still stand on this ground, because yes, with the increase in money, the government will be able to continue going, and the government will be able to help these universities. In fact, since their finance will increase, and since they'll be able to handle other things like the debts that are holding them down, then at the end of the day, they'll still be able to gather enough money and further help these universities. So if you look at the nearest future, it will also be the universities benefiting from this as the country improves. So with these points of my hope, I've been able to fully bring it to my side. Thank you.
David, you've heard your opponent rest his arguments. Ogunemega Magrimore, it is now your turn to rest your argument. Your 3 minutes start now.
You can't reap what you didn't sow. Minanige Fori David is still my name, and I'm here to close my arguments. He who wears the shoes knows where it pinches. If the government takes 40% of the internally generated revenue of universities in the guise that they're trying to they are trying to improve these universities, it's basically a fallacy, because these universities know the problems they have. If they have a problem with infrastructure or research facilities, they would use these funds they have to develop their universities by themselves. We don't need the government exploiting these universities all in the sake of them improving our education system. Also, we have a substandard system of education. Our education system is very poor. We basically produce graduates that are half-baked, and this will lead to a decline in our governments. The universities go through a lot of troubles in generating this internally generated revenues. So why should the government just come out of nowhere to come and deduct almost half of their earnings? Also, we have a poor system of education. How many times do you see international students coming to universities like BACPOC or Covenant in Nigeria to school? This is because our universities are underfunded. So if the government gives to these universities instead of exploiting them, our education system will be improved. Also, the government can't account for the revenue generated by these universities. They shouldn't just come and say, oh, since these universities are making profits, we should tax them. Also, the government removed the subsidy on education, and this led to the high price of school fees. And now the government thinks they are making profits, so they can tax them. These universities already give 3% of their revenue to the government. So what is the point of exploiting them and collecting 40% of their revenues? Of their revenue, rather. You also say that the government does not have money. But if the government does not have money, why are they spending millions of naira on presidential yachts and SUVs for all lawmakers? Let's be candid. Everyone is struggling in this economy. Why should the government now come and prey on universities who are building our future leaders to deduct 40% from their internally generated revenue? Thank you.
Well, Lagos. Both debaters have rested their arguments. You've heard these two go head-to-head on the topic. The federal government should go ahead with the 40% deduction from the internally generated revenue of universities. You heard the motion supporter, Oganemega Magrimo, and then you heard the motion opposer, Minanengyo Fori David. It is now time...
Yeah.
To hear from the judges,
from the judges, and to hear from you guys.
Right.
The extended applause is for both of them.
That's so right.
Congratulations on a spirited performance. Mm. Unfortunately, only one can progress. Who will that one be? We'll allow our judges some time to collate, to finish up their scoring. And when we return, we will let you know what the judges have decided.
That's right.
We are now in the quarterfinals of Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate competition. Lagos, Nigeria. Meet your quarterfinalists. Akinloseyan Charles faces Emmanuel Bethel.
When you have a plan to remove something that has been in existence, come with at least all these social safety measures.
While Oganemega Magrimo faces Minanengyo Fori David.
The issue of corruption affects almost every part of Nigeria, and in the span of 90 days, INEC and these lawmakers.
Kaba Theophilus will lock horns with Claire Mika.
Rather than enslaving and coercing individuals, Black Tax actually promotes a sense of community support.
And Mary Uke Ashia will meet Naomi Richard.
The government that we voted into office, they do not take our interests by heart. Instead, they go there to sweep policies to suit their desires.
It's a battle of wits and rhetoric. Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate season 6. 32 debaters, now 8. One winner, 1 million naira. I am Yvonne Ohaifo. Join Femi Obong Daniels and me as we continue this journey together. Supported by Obiwizi, Booker Hut, and Stover Industries. For sponsorship, please call 070-3498-4352 or send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm.
Lagos, you are listening to Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate competition season 6. We had 32 debaters, but now we have only 8 remaining, and in a few days we will have just 4, and out of the 4, one winner will emerge. That winner will walk away with 1 million naira and a host of other prizes. But the road to that 1 million naira hasn't been paved with gold. We are still waiting for the judges to drop their verdict. And as we wait, we might as well just take a few comments here on WhatsApp. I see one here that says, good afternoon, honorable panel of judges. Yvonne and Mr. Femi, I want to commend the boys for their performance this evening. I also want to advise David to avoid stuttering and the use of MM in delivering his point. I think you meant that for Mega as opposed to David. Thanks for giving them this topic to research on. And thanks to Mr. Femi for not correcting them in between their arguments. It's time to bring your A game to your arguments because the debate is at its peak. May the best boy win. Thanks to all our sponsors and fans that listen in on a weekly basis. This is from Mrs. Oboli Ikorodu.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Oboli. And you guys have taken, and I would say it applies to both of you, the hesitancy and some stuttering and what you could do better going forward. There is a measure of coherence that you develop through the use of connectives. So coherence through connectives, always use that. David, at a point, kept going, also. Well, okay, we know, also. Add another, add also. How about say something else? Moreover, however, further to this.
In addition.
And all of that. So you try to mix and match what you say. I will not dwell too much for this debate on the enunciation part. There were a number of it that I picked, but, you know, we'll just let them be under the circumstances. But you guys have done really well, and you can both be proud of yourself that no matter what the determination is from here on, both of you deserve a place in the semifinal. And if there were two spots for this debate, we'll gladly give them. However, there is one. So well done once again. And a warm round of applause yet again is in order.
Well, it does appear the judges have decided.
Most certainly.
It is now time to take their verdicts.
I will start straight with the verdict of the Chief Judge, Dr. Chike Ngbadije. For the presentation round, Judge Chike scored Mega 9 points, David 13.5 points. For the rebuttal rounds, Mega 7.5, David 9.5. For the closing arguments, Mega 4 points, David 6.5. For style, Mega 6 points, David 6.5 points. For a total on Dr. Chike's scorecard of 26.5 points to Mega and 36 points to David. A 9.5 swing in David's way.
And now to Judge Ufoma's scorecard. I see here in the presentation round, David took it home with 17 points to 10 for Mega. In rebuttals, Mega was awarded 12.5 points and David 11.5. For closing, Mega was awarded 7 points and David 9. For style, Mega was awarded 5.5 and David 7, with a total of 35 to 44.5 in favor of you, David.
Interesting. So the first two judges give the score David's way, And now I come to Judge Ama and see how she decides. For the presentation rounds, Mega, 10 points. David, 15.5 points. For the rebuttal rounds, Mega, 7.5 points. David, 9.5 points. For the closing rounds, Mega, 8 points. David, 10.5. For style, Mega, 5. David, 6. For a total on Judge Ama's scorecard of 30.5 points to Mega and 41.5 to David.
And now to the last scorecard, that being Judge Ishioma's scorecard. I see here 10 points given to Mega and 13 points given to David for presentation. For rebuttal, 6 points to Mega, 9 points to David. For closing, 5 points to Mega, 8 points to David. And for style, 6 points to Mega and 8 points to David. With a total, of course, of 38-27 in favor of David.
We have a winner.
And it's unanimous also.
It is unanimous. Almost 100% unanimous. But for one little alteration in one of the metrics on just one judge's scorecard, everything else was unanimous. And I feel with such clear unanimity, the audience themselves will most likely be in tune with the decision. Mega, 119 points total. David, a grand total of 160 points.
Congratulations, David. You have advanced to the semifinals. Mega, you had a good run. Somehow you wriggled your way through the round of 32, the playoffs, to the round of 16. And now to the quarterfinals. You've had a good run indeed. And you can be proud. You can be proud of yourself. You are in, I see that you're in SS2. So this is, that you have another opportunity to come back next year. Okay, so you can be proud of yourself. And I hope that when you come back next year, you come back with more verve.
Well, 1 year makes a lot of difference.
Indeed.
In the lives of a youth who are still in their early teens.
That's right.
In 1 year from now, not only would you be better, you would be braver,
mm-hmm.
you'll be bolder, and you would also have garnered even more experience, both in debates and life. So I have no doubt whatsoever that the horizon is just the starting point for you. Take heart, my dear. Do not lose heart. Do not feel underwhelmed. Do not feel like you failed. I know the pressure is extreme under these circumstances.
Mm.
And your loved ones, your classmates, your family, your teachers, they all expect much from you.
Mm.
Remember, you're the one on that seat, not them. Remember that. Okay? So you can be proud for what you've done.
That's right.
I don't think I would have researched these topics better than you have. So, congratulations for coming this far from hundreds of considerations and getting all the way to the top 8.
That's right. Thank you so much, guys. Please exit the studio. You will get your topic for the semifinals, David, okay? All the best to you, Mega. See you next year, hopefully. I hope that you come back. Lagos, it is now time to hear from you. We've got limited time. Let's see how many calls we're able to take today. 0700 993 993-993. You can also call us 01465-7190 or leave your messages on WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Hello to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, my name is Jacob, calling from Jharkhand First Gate.
Welcome to the show, Jacob.
God bless you. Oh, you guys are doing a great, great, great job.
Thank you.
I'm very happy for David and Liv and Mega, but David deserves a lot, and he deserves what can be winning. And please, can I beg you guys for a favor, please? Please, what? My beg is, please, you guys should not stop this thing only in Lagos. You should extend it to the, as in, to the north and the southeast. Because, for example, I'm from the north, so you know all this thing is happening in Lagos, and I always weep within me that why not in the north? Because we need more education in the north. You know, that's the truth.
Most
you know,
certainly.
We need more education in the north. You guys should extend it to the north, please.
Thank you.
A problem, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
For the benefit of that caller, I beg to differ. Debates is going to Port Harcourt from here and then to Abuja. And in 2024, we have plans to go to Kano, go around the country. And of course, the national finals will feature the best from the key regions, from the south. Also taking into account debaters from the southeast.
That's
and
right.
Of course, from the north, from Abuja. So we'll see.
Hello?
Evening, Yvonne and Ogafemi.
Good evening to you.
Yeah, you have Emmanuel on the line. I'm calling you from Ekpe.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Yeah, kudos to the guys. You know, we started everything about 2 weeks ago or so. You know, here we are in the quarterfinals. I'm waiting for tomorrow. And if my guy wins tomorrow, maybe I will want to fly in expatriate Yakub Mahmoud.
Okay.
You guys, you know what? He's not going to touch the figure. He's just going to help you people hold the torchlight.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you, ma'am.
This is Glory.
Hi, Glory. Welcome.
Yes. I'm actually happy for the both of them because it's not easy getting to the quarterfinals. Even me, like Femi said, there's no way I'll be able to debate this topic. But I was actually supporting David in one part of my heart. Like, not that I was supporting him more, but it was actually that closing round. David did better. Like, it was obvious. He did better than Mega. But Mega has to try it.
All right.
Okay, I'm looking forward to my girl too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not the only one. I mean, I just saw a message from Therapy who is saying the girls will beat them well. And she's saying that the girls will beat the boys. Please, I have to fight for my constituency as king of boys. Yeah.
Okay. Hello. Oh, for the love of God, when he calls,
like
turn down
sound.
The volume of your radio.
Sounds like an owl or something.
Yeah, good evening, everyone in the studio.
Good
Rapper Chuku, welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, fantastic. Yvonne, an interesting debate.
Indeed.
And I remember back then at school, our teacher used to say, good result, keep it up. So I'm saying to David, good result, keep it up.
Okay, thank you so much.
We're proud of our children. That's so fantastic. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Amazing job.
Thank you very much for calling, Rapper Chuku. Hello. Oh dear, I'm sorry about that. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening to you.
Yvonne.
Good evening to you. Welcome.
In fact, this has always been a very highly competitive debate. And in fact, for Mega, he has tried his best. At that age, with those two little points, I mean, it's a long way for him. And I know that by the time he's coming back next year, God willing, he's going to be a very good bullet for other competitors. And for David, he should go and, put on a very tight belt because those girls, they are waiting for him.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
And those sentiments are shared across board. For instance, Dr. Shola Adekoya says the children are inspiring. Sometimes you feel that if the roles were switched, the results may turn in favor of the loser. Be encouraged. We are proud of all of you. By that, he means if the positions taken were switched. Hello, Femi. I hope David wins this one. Good luck to the boys. Yes, he's won it. Hi, Yvonne and Daniel. I hope that Mega is compensated well. It won't be easy to win from the side he argued from. Congratulations to David. That's from Izu God. Can we take one more? Good evening, Mr. Femi and Yvonne. I'm very happy for David. Another Goliath conquered. David all the way. Congratulations to both lads. It's a competition. One winner. Thank you, Mr. Femi, for all the great advice. You're me from Murio Kuala VI. That's our neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hello.
Hello.
Unfortunately, yes. We got to go.
Yvonne. And Ogafemi.
Yeah. Oh, you've got 30 seconds.
You know what? I don't really follow I bet you differ because I'm busy. So you know what? My encouragement, I don't even know that there's a 10% cut for university. I don't really know. It's good to listen to Abeto Diva.
Yes, most certainly.
I'm very, very happy to listen.
Thank you so much.
We've lost that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
But we have to go now.
We have to go. And for those who joined in and wondered what happened to the first debate, that's because one of the debaters went under the weather and could not be here for the debate. So we have to do a rain check on that. We'll be here tomorrow for tomorrow's debate, and then we'll tell you what will happen from then on with regard to that first debate at four that didn't hold.
That's right. Lagos, you can go to Facebook or YouTube to watch this match, okay? You don't have to feel bad that you missed it.
Yep.
Just go to Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook or on YouTube.
And you can see every single debate.
That's right. Since we started 3 weeks ago.
So we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, I'm Femi.
And I am Yvonne. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.
Grinding all year. Now.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio.